Martin, a fantastic win to open the season.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you're coming down here, you know, knowing it's going to be one of your toughest games of the season, there's no question about that. But, you know, I was very, very confident, certainly the back end of pre-season, seeing our two very strong performances against Gateshead and Guiseley, to come down here with a real sort of, you know, strong mindset. And I thought, you know, that showed massively today.
The tactics worked out quite well, didn't they, at times, soaking up the pressure from the home side and then hitting them on the break?
Well, I thought before that, I thought we dominated the first half. You know, and they're going to have spells in the game where you've got to get back in and regroup. But, you know, I thought first half, you know, we could have been 2-0 upside. This is a great chance off the flick on. And then obviously, you know, I thought it was a matter of time before we were going to pop up. You usually want to score a goal, and the timing of the goal was good just on the break at half time. And as you said, we changed the formation to keep in the game, to make things difficult, to become more compact. I thought the substitutions that came in today, you know, played a big part as well.
David Ferguson was coolness itself in the way that he took his first goal.
Yeah, you can see, you know, he got in his position, you know, on the edge of the box, the ball coming out, and, you know, he's got to hit the target, you know, and go anywhere, but he did that, and, you know, he thought his boss goal today, you know, it was a matter of just making contact, hit the target, and it was great for him to get us off to win and start.
And the second goal was well created by Harvey Saunders with his run up the right and cutting in.
Yeah, we know he's about. You know, he made a good decision on the ball once he got there, you know, and slipped David in, and like you say, another good, quite nice, tidy finish.
When the team had to defend, it defended very well, didn't it? The back four and the goalkeeper were very confident throughout.
We got bodies behind the ball. I thought Big Beck came back, won his headers. I thought Dom Collins won big headers. Brown throughout the game. You know, they're a big, strong unit. They've got some big boys up front, and I thought Bartlett came and made some good decisions. And if we didn't win the first one, we talked very much about the second phase. And I thought whenever it dropped down, we got big hooks and got ourselves back up the pitch. So that was good. That was good that, you know, if we didn't win the first header, because you're not always going to win it, then you've got to make sure you get the second ball. And I thought we did that quite well today as well.
And the lads scrapped hard all the way throughout the game and won a lot of 50-50 challenges as well.
That's what we're about. Is, you know, it's talent and it's we togetherness. You know, we've got a real hunger, desire. You know, I think Leon Scott from day one gives you that mentality, and, you know, it's something that we had in abundance, and we will never change the way we are.
Great support, wasn't it, from 400 fans who made the trip down?
Magnificent, magnificent, and I'm so pleased that, you know, I was hurt walking out of here 12 weeks ago, very, very hurt, and I said that in my team talk. You know, I was left with a horrible feeling in my stomach throughout the summer, and I was so delighted when this fixture came round as being the first one, because I wanted to come down here and put that record straight.
Now got two home games in a row, and let's hope to make the most of them.
Well, we've done what we've had to do today. It's about recovery now. We've got till Wednesday to make sure we get the players right, mindsets ready. You know, that's one game chalked off. You know, it's a big, big win. It sends out a big message, but that's all it is, 3 points. And I will say that it's a massive 3 points. I'm pleased we played them now and not in 3 months' time, because Salford will only get stronger. There's no question about that. But, you know, let's take the 3 points and the good performance today.